The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. And I know right now, with everything going on with COVID-19, it may seem like every decision is a key financial decision. You know, we have a lot of clients that at Crystal Clear Finances are business owners. So we've been doing a lot of business coaching over the last few weeks, helping individuals who are business owners who have had to shut their doors and say, I can't provide the service that I did before, whether they are estheticians, if I can say that properly today, massage therapists, whether it is dentist offices that we're working with, chiropractors. There are so many different individuals who have hands-on businesses that this shelter, you know, and everyone do your social distancing is really impacting them. So I want to take some time today and talk about the impact on business and things that individuals can do if you own a business so that you can continue to generate income. Now, the other area that I do want to focus on is to help you understand, don't disqualify yourself from today's program if you say, oh, well, I don't even have a business. I'm not a business owner. I truly believe that within each and every person is the ability to create wealth. There are skill sets and talents that many people just say, oh, that comes naturally. That could never be of benefit. What could that ever do for a business? And you would be surprised how many businesses are out there that literally came from someone saying, hey, I enjoy doing X, Y, and Z. And as they pursued it, as their passion grew and they got more education and training in that area, their business grew. I know I'm a huge proponent of listening to podcasts. So every morning when I get up and go running, I listen. And today I was listening about one woman who had been a stay-at-home mom. She had left her corporate job, come home to raise a family. They were falling behind by $1,800 a month. Yes, that's $1,800 a month. She gave the story of how her husband had found a $25 coupon to a store. It was a gift certificate, let me clarify. And he had gone down there and asked them, can you buy it back for at least half the amount so I can have gas money and feed my family? And they said no. And she told the story this morning about how she laid on her bed that night and just cried out to God, God, there has to be a way to provide for our families, to leave a legacy, to do something. How do I turn my situation around? And I'm just going to pause here for just a moment because I know that there are many individuals listening who are going through the same thing. I have over 900 different clients that are in our Crystal Clear Finances tribe, our households, and that's 900 households. And what we're finding is some have been prepared and we were able to set up savings for them. We had investments. We had everything in place. Others were new to the Crystal Clear Finances family, and so they didn't have savings in place. And some were business owners, which kind of kept it separate from talking to us about in-depth in their business, and now they are. And we're helping them put together a plan so that next time they go around this mountain, next time we go around this cycle in the economy, they're going to be ready. And you know, this opportunity right now, even if you're listening, if you're like this example that I gave about the woman laying on her bed, crying out to God for help, that there would be resources that they could have so that they could feed their family, create legacy, and have impact. You know, God is no respecter of person. And so she tells the story. Let me finish the story. And she says that, you know, she fell asleep, got up in the morning. They went to church. The pastor was preaching, stopped right in the middle of the sermon and said, I just feel impressed to tell you that God has a billion with a B, $1 billion business idea for someone out here listening in the audience, in the congregation, and God wants you to know he's going to give it to you. And she sat straight up in that congregation because she knew God was talking to her. She had cried out for a business idea. And so she waited, and she had eventually, over the course of the next few weeks, a dream about soap. And she's like, soap? Really, God? Soap. And so she said, well, you know, I do like how the smells, and I do like the how it's natural and organic and all these different components. And long story short, this woman spent a year researching how it worked, getting the education she knew, how things mixed together. And she has created a $1 billion soap and now lotion and cosmetic line just from that crying out to God. God said, well, you like scents, you like lotions, you like natural. Let me show you how to create soaps. Let me show you how to create lotions. She followed the leading. And now today she gets on the stage one time after another and helps women step into the fullness of who they're called to be. So as I pondered today what my radio program would be, I thought, Lord, there are so many people that I'm talking to in the Crystal Clear Finances family that are new to our family, new clients that are coming that need to know, what do I do? My business, which was bringing in all kinds of money, maybe not loads, but enough to pay all the bills and create some savings, is now stopped. And while we're doing this social distancing, their businesses are closed. And you know, you have a choice, and you keep hearing me talk about this on recent programs, but I'm telling you, you have a choice. You can either give up and wait for someone to save you, which they're not coming, or you can go on. And so I want you to realize that you can go on and take control in your life. You can go on and you can find the resources, because I believe, and we're going to talk about that today, I believe that there are many of the resources needed to create wealth right within you. And then I also believe that you can go out and create wealth because it's literally waiting for you. So how do we do that? Well, we've talked a lot about our download on our website, which is the Hidden Wealth Analysis, that talks about, okay, let's identify what are your giftings, what are your skill sets. And we've spent some time going over that, so I'm not going to be redundant today, but I will say this, that you must find something that you enjoy, something that you're good at, something that God can use, that little seed, that jar of oil, whatever it is, so you can begin to build upon it. And then once you do that, you can say, okay, so let's begin to build a business. And as we build a business, we know it's going to take four key components. Now, the four key components for every business, and of course, this is listed in my book, Keep the Curls, Empowering Women Personally and Professionally, which is my shout out to women and men. That doesn't mean that I don't give financial planning to men. I absolutely do. Love working with husbands and wives, love creating legacy and impacting individuals. But I do believe that there is a special calling within women. They have this unique ability, and we need to just get it unlocked and help women understand, hey, you have the DNA to be a CEO. And part of that is administration, it's marketing, it's finance, and it's operation. And I know about half of you just said, well, that isn't me, because I don't like talking about numbers. And that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that you already are displaying those characteristics. And let me give you an example how. So for instance, let's talk about administration. And you might say, well, I don't have any of those giftings, any of those abilities. Au contraire, I want to see if that is really true, because how many of you, and you're lucky, I cannot see your hands being raised, so you can safely raise them, and I won't say I told you so, but how many of you, when it comes to administration, can say that you have a honey-do list? And if you don't have a honey, how many have an I-do list where you're going to sit down and do that? You know, every day I have my three rocks of what I'm going to accomplish that day, and I know what I want to accomplish for the week. That, my friends, is administration. And each of us, when you write those lists and you write those goals, that is an administrative ability. Now, there are some, I admit, that are really good at this. They make charts and they make graphs. There is a wonderful woman at my church. In fact, I'm going to give her a shout out. Her name is Bridget Englehart, and she has a YouTube channel. It is online learning for little ones, and it's called Mrs. E's Chickadees. And this woman can administrate like there is no tomorrow. She's got checklists for her checklist. But what she realized is as she began making lists and teaching her kids and teaching her preschooler, is that that was a natural gift and ability. And she has used that to create some curriculum that she teaches online on YouTube for the little pre-K who are not able to go to school anymore. So every morning during the school week, they turn on YouTube and there's Mrs. E's Chickadees, and she is teaching them. So let me circle back to you. I want you to think about, do you or have you ever done administrative lists where you said, this is what I need to do? If the answer is yes, you already have the makings and ability of administrative skills. Now, I know when I first started in finance, oh goodness, yes, it was well over 20 years ago, making lists and setting my goals and putting my three rocks for the day was not really high on my list. But that didn't mean that that ability didn't reside within me. Likewise with you, while you might say, oh, Crystal, I do not enjoy that, one of the things we have to understand is as we begin using our giftings and as we begin strengthening them and we begin to see the positive results that it brings, it can equip us so that we literally can unlock wealth. And I'm telling you, in this day and age, in a day and age where there's social distancing and we're all set aside and we can look at the negative part of it, I would challenge you to look at the positive part and say, there are so many free classes online right now, so many free tutorials. In fact, just the other day in my Facebook feed, I had a gentleman who had heard about Crystal Clear Finances and the importance of teaching people how to start their business. And he had said, Crystal, I am offering a free course. That's right. Free course on teaching people how to create a podcast. So there are people now teaching you how to use Zoom, how to create podcasts, how to create a tribe, how to set up Instagram. All these different things are out there. And I would encourage you to begin tapping into it, because when you have a skill set and you leave it dormant or you don't develop it, then it will not yield the harvest that it was created to bring you. You know, so many times I remember long before Crystal Clear Finances was started, and if you know my story, you know that we had owned a trucking company, and when the largest client that we had went bankrupt, it left us with thousands of dollars of unpaid invoices. Well, at that time, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had three little kids, loving life, baking cookies, homeschooling them the whole nine yards, just loving it. And then when this all fell apart, I needed to go find a job. I needed to help in the household. And as I began reaching out and trying different things, I began to sharpen the skill set. And as you sharpen and you're faithful with a little, that's when the rule over much happens. And a lot of times we just focus on the, hey, when you're making me rule over much component, and we need to realize there is so much more that we can be doing. But first, let's quick take a break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Social distancing requires that we're home with ourselves and our loved ones. During this time, one of the best places to go is back to your roots, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and yes, financially. Learn how to get back to the roots on how money really works at our online Establishing Financial Freedom webinar on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Rediscover what it's important to do financially and why. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 or register online at crystalclearfinances.com. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today. So, administrative, I want you to just give yourself a little check mark if you've made that list. Now, let's talk about the other areas. Let's talk about finances. Because finances for many people is overwhelming. And I think part of that is because A, there's emotional attachments or emotional memories to it, right? Where we've had things we've experienced as a child, experienced as an adult, that has caused us to believe a certain way when it comes to finances. And the reality is, when it comes to finances, if money was as simple as $1 plus $1 equals $2, my friends, we'd all be wealthy sitting on a beach somewhere, wouldn't we? But instead, what we find is $1 plus $1 does not actually equal $2, because there's so much emotion involved in it that decisions are not just clinical numbers. That's the fact, Jack. If it was, people would leave their money in the market. The market would go up and people would be wealthy, but the market always beats the investments, or typically beats the investments for individuals, because they emotionally pull it out. There's such an emotional tie, the fear of missing out. Oh goodness, I better rush back in the market before the market goes up and I miss my growth. Or there's the fear of losing it all. Oh my goodness, I need to pull it all out. And there's this pulling out and putting in and pulling out and putting in. No wonder you don't sleep good at night, because finances are not matched up to the way that they should be. You're not passing the pillow test, meaning you're not sleeping good at night. So what do we do in regards to that? Well, a couple programs ago, and of course you can find this on Crystal Clear Finances website and also at our Crystal Clear Finances podcast on iTunes, but you can find where we talked about memories when it comes to childhood, identifying them, and then walking through to see, okay, if this is what I believed about money, what is the fruit, what is the result of this belief? And if the belief is incorrect, what can we do to change that belief? How do we tap in such a way that we begin to understand, okay, money really should be viewed at this way? So one of them, let's go back to finances, why people struggle, is because of memories and mindsets. The other way, and unfortunately I feel this is so true, is that people have the wrong idea about money when it comes even from a scriptural, religious, or faith-based point of view. How many of you have heard it over and over that the love of money is the root of all evil? And because of that, what do? Well, we don't want anyone to mistake that possibly we would love money, so we don't pay attention to it. We don't look at it. We turn the other way. And when we do those things, the money slips through our hands because it's not being paid attention to. So it never says in the Word of God, hey, don't look at money. What it does is just say, hey, don't get your priorities messed up here. Don't be thinking that money's going to save you. Don't be thinking that, because it's God who's going to save you, which we're seeing in the midst of this COVID-19, right? We can definitely say it is not money that is going to save you. So many people across this country are out of work, and they know they're not getting a paycheck. Now, some are getting unemployment, which now is more than what they were making when they were working. Some people are like, nope, this doesn't even touch what I was making. But regardless of this, it's the point of, if you believe that money is evil, then you will subconsciously fight against money because you're not going to want to be evil. Just think that through. So one of the things to do this weekend is to write down and tell me, what does a rich person look like? And this rich person, what do they act like? What do they do with their money? Now, I want you to write that down, because can you see that yourself as that person? Because if you can't, if you say, oh my goodness, money is just so evil, and look at this rich person, they just take advantage of everyone, and they do this and they do that. Well, it's probably true that you're not going to be rich or wealthy, because you don't want to be, because you're looking at this example and painting it as evil instead of perhaps looking at it as a way that you can bless people. One of the things that I love about Crystal Clear Finances, especially right now, is that what a great opportunity to reach out to all of my clients, all of them that we love, but we especially want to help our business owners right now because they don't have any unemployment that's coming in. They're business owners. So if we can sit down and offer them weekly classes on, hey, here's how to build your business. I literally today just finished an 8-week course that I did on business development, helping them put their marketing together, helping put down how does the operations work of a business, how does administration, how do you do the finances of the business, so that they are ready to move forward once the doors open. And so they're working on their skill set. They're going to be bigger, better, stronger when all of this is over. So again, it goes back to when we're looking at finances, you do have the ability. Now, I admit that there are individuals who love spreadsheets, Excel sheets, numbers galore. I get along very well with those individuals when they come to my office, but I tell you what, there are a lot of individuals who come and they say, Crystal, I don't love the numbers, but I would love to see the big picture. See, sometimes because we don't like charts and graphs and all the calculations, we just disqualify ourselves and say, well, I can't even get this money thing. But the truth of the matter is, wait a minute, you can understand this money thing because we just need to present it in a way in which you learn. So I have some clients that we do the charts, we do the graphs, we do the annual year by year. What is the withdrawal minus the taxes? Where does everything calculate? Love it. And then I have others that we sit there and we say, okay, so here's our big picture. Here's what we're going to do with these types of investments. We're going to put it into this bucket. And these are going to be more of your growth components. And then over here, we're going to do these. We're going to get dividends. So they're going to keep putting dividends in and we're going to buy while the market's low. And then over here is your safe money. This is money that we're going to keep outside the market so you can tap into. And we talk about tanks and buckets, and we talk about big pictures. And actually, when I run the scenario, we have software. It's pretty cool. We have software that can either show someone all the wonderful Excel sheets they want, or it can show the big picture of the green tank, the yellow tank, how it all flows together. And we begin to show them, okay, this is the bucket we're going to touch first in retirement. And then this is the bucket. And then this one. And if this happens over here, here's how we're going to pivot all those components. So don't sell yourself short in regards to saying, well, I don't like charts and graphs, therefore I'm not good at money. That might not necessarily be true. Maybe what you don't like is all the charts and graphs, but having a big picture can give you that confidence you need. And you know, we talk about that all the time, that at Crystal Clear Finances, we want to provide that confidence so you have peace to know, whew, okay, I know what steps I need to take, or whew, I know I'm going to transition into retirement, which is such a stressful situation for people. And I know if you're not retiring, you're thinking, how is that stressful? I would love to be able to retire and I wouldn't find any stress in it at all. But you know, when you're up against it, when you're about a year away, I get a lot of calls from my clients that say, okay, Crystal, I'm ready to start meeting quarterly. Let's start running some numbers. Help me make sure I didn't forget anything. And what will healthcare cost? And all the different equations start coming into it. And it can be stressful as you start transitioning into retirement if you don't have a plan. And that's why we want you to be confident to retire. And so we have a whole program walking our clients through that. But my point is this, is that when we look at who we were created to be, I'm going to go back to the beginning, who we were created to be, we've all been given skill sets and abilities. And if we will sharpen those skill sets, if we will get the training, which a lot of it is available free through books and podcasts and online training that everyone's kind of reaching out helping other people. As we go through this period, we can take those skill sets and we can identify them, which is that hidden wealth analysis that we have on our website. And then after you download that, fill that out. And once you've identified areas that you have grown in, and you do know hard areas are often designed to reveal a skill set that needs to be sharpened. Let me say that again. Often hard times are designed to help reveal your skill set that needs to be sharpened. Because if you think back, one of the questions we have on that Hidden Wealth Analyzer is, what hard times have you walked through? What obstacles have you faced that were not pleasant? And yet what skill set was developed because you were forced to walk through it? And that's what we want to do, is we want to make sure that you have the skill sets needed to walk through whatever you're facing. And I truly believe that something good is going to come out of this social distancing. Maybe you'll understand more of who you are. My prayer is that you'll be able to understand your gifting and take time to sharpen it. Take time to read the books to get the lessons that you need, because finances are not a lack of intelligence. Finance just need to have clarity. You need it presented in a way, whether charts and graphs or big visuals and tanks like we talk about. And we want to make sure we reveal anything that we're tripping over with our mindsets and our memories, and even our own faith can get in the way, thinking that it's evil to have resources. The other area is it's time to learn how money works. And that's one of the things that I have noticed in this country, in our schools, they have not had a class called How Money Works. And boy, I think that would have been useful. I know one of the things that I'm doing with my little twin niece and nephew is teaching them how money works. Now, they're bakers and they love to bake. And so Aunt Crystal said that she would buy baked goods from them during this whole time. But here's what they have to do. They have to be able to tell how much it costs for them to make each cookie they want me to buy. They have to measure out the grams of flour and then go to the package of the flour and how much did that cost. And we are literally, just like I used to do with my kids in homeschooling, we're literally teaching them the value of money, but we're applying it in the skill set area that they enjoy. And it's a wonderful experience that we're going through. And I think that part of being able to sharpen our skill sets is learning about how money works. Now, I know that we teach free seminars. We do our Wealthy Wednesdays. We're constantly helping equip people so that they can feel that confidence to say, I got it. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to be a certified financial planner like myself. What it does mean is if you can have confidence to say, okay, I understand the components. There's going to be savings. There's going to be investments. There's going to be protection. I know I've got these three components. I know that there are taxes and estate planning. And if you can at least give a broad overview of it, that is far better than where most people find themselves today. So don't count yourself short when it comes to finances. Now, in our few remaining moments, let me just say, remember, you have those four keys that can awaken the skill set within you so that you can create wealth. So we talked, one was administration, the good old honey-do list, the list of everything that needs to be accomplished. We've all done it. The finances, which is a huge component of it. Operations is more getting in there and saying, okay, this is the skill set. I'm going to get the skill set that I need and I'm going to actually do it. So operations for my niece and nephew is the actual cooking of the ingredients so that they can then turn around and sell it to Aunt Crystal. And then the last one is marketing. And when it comes to marketing, so many people think that it has to be social media, traditional, experiential. But you know what, women? We know how to market because we market in the way we talk. We market in the way we carry ourselves. We market through so many different avenues. Don't make it more complicated than it has to be. So as we draw to the close of today's program, I want to encourage you. I want to remind you that each one of us has the skill set needed to create wealth. We have it within us. We have the ability for administration. We have the ability for finances, for operations, and marketing. It's just the matter of identifying it and doing the work. I encourage you, as we close, visit my website at crystalclearfinances.com. Download our hidden wealth analysis, identify your skill set, and then begin the process of creating wealth. And then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances.
Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.